Okay. What in the heck is headed? Is it working? Okay, golly. All right. Thinking about work things. We have a trouble ticket system and we need to be using it more than we do. Too many people are calling directly to Chris. Which means that he has to handle things that come in that way. Oh. Then the emails to me, and it's like, this is okay. We're going to start pushing people to the work order system, but that also means that the work order system has to work. So although I've already got in my head how I kind of want this to go, I think I would rather talk to the group and see what they come up with for making our ticket system far more worthwhile. So that we can concentrate more. Might be good to have Sabrina do it. And I really want to get with these coming up people. That we're going to be interviewing so I can get a sense for them. So we can fix some stuff. Anyway, thinking this is some of the things that need to go next. I don't know if we, for a little while, just need to have a morning meeting to see what's come in and see how we're going to split them up until we all get comfortable about where things need to go. And the fact that I was up at 7 o'clock because, oh wow, it's one of those days where there's a little bit of overcast around the horizon and the sun's just coming up through it and you can see the sun in all of its glory without getting too blind. I'm not trying not to look at it too much, but it looks cool. That's great. What I miss about the crash site is the stars. The stars were so amazing and bright, and just fantastic. Of course, I still have it. It's not like I, you know, like I got rid of it. I think everybody wants to figure out this whole boat thing. Nobody's ever seen it except for Lisa, and Lisa was so upset about the fact that she knocked it off kilter that she just, you know, Lisa's like that. Her first impression is the impression. And you just got to know that about Lisa. You know, it's a hard old slog, and you really have to work at it to get her to change her mind on something. But I've found the investment of doing that is very worthwhile. Lisa's wonderful. And she'll take good care of you if you don't, you know, if you don't throw her under the bus. I understand that. I hate getting thrown under the bus. It's one of the things that makes me angry fastest, is a feeling of getting thrown under the bus by somebody. I'm usually, I think I am pretty forgiving, but I'm still gonna get mad. I keep looking at the sun and I keep getting this orange spot on my, in my, when I close my eyes, you know how that goes. So, anyway. So, yeah, we might have Sabrea Skinner handle not just help desk calls, but things like that. Anyway, yeah, I was up at 7, basically leading a student through how to getting logged in. And a little grumpy. The fact that it was getting done at some horrible hour of the morning was really kind of what was I don't know if it triggered all this. But because I'm going to end up being the person that really fields this until we figure out something else. Because number one is we've got to be responsive to students. Students are number one. Faculty's number two, and everybody else is everybody else. That reminds me, I've got to figure out this silly creating these shared drives. I thought I had it. And now that I go back, it's like, no, you don't have it. It's not working right. And it's like, oh. Is it IT director? It might have been. I might have signed in as IT director and got it done that way. I'll have to take a look at that and see what on earth is going on there. Or, I don't know, maybe it's going to be a Larry thing and I've just got to figure out Larry-ness. But to be honest, I think a lot of this is getting stuck for me because I'm going to be passing this stuff off to other people. None of us are really going to be able to fit into into convenient slots. And then we can say, I take care of this, you take care of that. We all have to have at least decent competence with doing a lot of things. And that's me included. Although I need to shut off as much as I can to worry more about the college and my responsibilities to its further continuance. That has to be my major drive in life, is doing that. because I always have to ask that question to people. I said, you know, you're in Tucumcari, you're coming to Tucumcari. You know, did I come here with the job? Yeah. You know me, health, strength, and means. I think I'm finally getting to the point where I've got some means. I'm now, you know, I was thinking I was kind of middle class. I don't know if people consider me that. Now I'm firmly in middle class. Not that I have any intention of acting like I am. I mean, from the standpoint of spending a lot of money and not giving it much thought. I got to be careful about that. You know, I almost bought an e-bike that I really didn't need. And it's good to walk to work. Number one, it keeps you humble. Number two, it gives me a little bit of exercise, which is really important. No, I'm good. Thank you, though. I'll see you there. Liking the idea of having Sabrina. Being kind of my Mickey Fields, the gatekeeper. Anyway, so and that was Justin. Justin Hatterman. Good fella, man. Okay, so didn't have much to say today. Thinking too much. You know how that goes. Talk to you later. Bye.